Hello, this is Father Paul, and I'm glad we're taking this journey together to read the Bible in a year.
Today's reading is from 1 Chronicles chapters 7 through 9. Chapter 7. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Jibsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house. The sons of Tola were mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. The son of Uzi was Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Mikael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men, and with them, by their generations, according to their father's houses, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now their brethren, among all the families of Issachar, were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Beshir, and Jediael, three in all. The sons of Bela were Ezbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jerimoth, and Eri, five in all. They were heads of their father's houses, and they were listed by their genealogies, 22,034 mighty men of valor. The sons of Beshir were Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jerimoth, Abijah, Anatoth, and Alimet. All these are the sons of Beshir, and they were recorded by genealogy according to their generations, heads of their father's houses, 20,200 mighty men of valor. The son of Jediael was Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Shinana, Zitan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediael were heads of their father's houses. There were 17,200 mighty men of valor, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ir, and Hushim was the son of Er. The sons of Naphtali were Jeziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bela. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Machir, the father of Gilead, the father of Asriel. Machir took as his wife the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose name was Makah. The name of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begot only daughters. Makah, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Perish. The name of his brother was Sherish, and his sons were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoliket bore Ishod, Abiezer, and Mala. And the sons of Shemida were Ahien, Shechem, Liki, and Aniam. The sons of Ephraim were Shutela, Bered his son, Tahat his son, Elada his son, Tahat his son, Zabad his son, Shutela his son, and Ezer and Eliad. The men of Gath, who were born in that land, killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went into his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. Now his daughter was Shira, who built lower and upper Beit Horon and Uzin Shira. And Repha was his son, as well as Resheph, and Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east Naron, to the west Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Ayah and its towns. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Beit Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Bereah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Bereah were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Birzeit. And Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotam, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvat. These were the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer were Ahi, Roga, Jehuba, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helem were Zopha, Imna, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zopha were Sua, Harnefer, Shual, Beri, Imra, Bezer, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Jitran, and Bira. The sons of Jeter were Jefuna, Pispa, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Ara, Haniel, and Rizia. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, choice men, mighty men of valor, chief leaders, and they were recorded by genealogies among the army fit for battle. Their number was 26,000. Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begot Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephophan, and Huram. These were the sons of Ehud, who were the heads of the fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and who forced them to move to Manahat. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who forced them to move. He begot Uzza and Ahihud. Also Shaharim had children in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Bara his wives. By Hodesh his wife, he begot Jobab, Zibia, Mesha, Malcolm, Juz, Sakya, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. And by Hushim he begot Abitub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal were Eber, Mishem, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Berea and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ayo, Sheshak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Mikael, Ispa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Jizliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianai, Zelitai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrat were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antotijah, Ifdeya, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshak. Shamshirei, Shehariah, Ataliah, Jerishiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of their fathers' houses by their genealogies, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. Now the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Makah, dwelt at Gibeon, and his firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ayo, Zekir, and Miklot, who begot Shimeah. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish. Kish begot Saul. And Saul begot Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Ish-Baal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pitton, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoada. Jehoada begot Alimate, Azmavet, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Benaiah, Rapha his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, whose names were these: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek, his brother, were Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. These were all sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel was recorded by genealogies, and indeed they were inscribed in the book of the kings of Israel. But Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. And the first inhabitants who dwelt in their possessions in their cities were Israelites, priests, Levites, and the Nethinim. Now in Jerusalem, the children of Judah dwelt, and some of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh. Uttai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the descendants of Perez, the son of Judah. Of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons. Of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel and their brethren, 690. Of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasinuah, Ibneah the son of Jeroham, Elah the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, Meshulam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their genealogies, 956. All these men were heads of a father's house in their father's houses. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, and Jashin, Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayot, the son of Ahitub, the officer over the house of God, Adiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, Masai the son of Adiel, the son of Jazira, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamit, the son of Emer, and their brethren, heads of their fathers' houses, 1,760. They were very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hasub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. And the gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief. Until then, they had been gatekeepers for the camps of the children of Levi at the king's gate on the east. Shalom, the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren from his father's house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, gatekeepers of the tabernacle. Their fathers had been keepers of the entrance to the camp of the Lord, and Phinehas the son of Eleazar had been the officer over them in time past. The Lord was with him. Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was keeper of the door of the tabernacle of meeting. All those chosen as gatekeepers were 212. They were recorded by their genealogy in their villages. David and Samuel the seer had appointed them to their trusted office. So they and their children were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by assignment. The gatekeepers were assigned to the four directions, the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren in their villages had to come with them from time to time for 7 days. For in this trusted office were four chief gatekeepers. They were Levites, and they had charge over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged all around the house of God because they had the responsibility and they were in charge of opening it every morning. Now some of them were in charge of the serving vessels, for they brought them in and took them out by count. Some of them were appointed over the furnishings and over all the implements of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the incense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. Matitiah of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the trusted office over the things that were baked in the pans. And some of their brethren of the sons of the Kohathites were in charge of preparing the showbread for every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, who lodged in the chambers and were free from other duties, for they were employed in that work day and night. These heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites were heads throughout their generations. They dwelt at Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ayo, Zechariah, and Miklot. And Miklot begot Shimeim. They also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem, with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Ish-Baal. The son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jarah. Jarah begot Alemet, Azmavet, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Benaiah, Rephaiah his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons whose names were these: Azrikam, Bokero, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.
I hope you enjoyed today's reading as much as I did, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow to continue on our journey. God bless you and have a great day.